that a person must make zikr of their heart. Why? Because our tongue makes zikr of Allah Ta'ala in salah. Our body is making zikr of Allah Ta'ala in salah, and still we feel nothing in salah. Why? Because we're doing zikr of the tongue with a ghafil qalb. No, if you make zikr of the tongue with a zakir qalb, that zikr of the tongue is extremely beneficial. But when we make zikr of the tongue, ghafil means empty, heartless heart, heedless heart, then that zikr of the tongue isn't going to do our tazkiyah. Listen very carefully. If you do zikr of the tongue and your heart isn't in it, you just roll off the tasbih 100 times, 1,000 times, you will get ajr, yes. You will get sawab, you will get the reward for it, yes. It will get written in as good deeds, yes. But it won't do your tazkiyah and it won't bring you qurb. The only zikr of the tongue that will bring you tazkiyah and qurb, that will purify your heart and bring you closer to Allah, is if you do that zikr of the tongue such that you have feelings for Allah Ta'ala in your heart. Greatest proof is salah itself. You see, Allah Ta'ala said in Quran, "Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar." The salah can stop a person from fahsha, from immodesty, for lewd and crude acts, wal munkar, and from doing anything that Allah Ta'ala doesn't want them to do. But people say they pray and they sin. So many people who come to us as sinners, they're people who pray 5 times a day. So how come the salah isn't doing it for them? Because they didn't have the feeling of salah. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. They were praying without feeling. So when they weren't praying with feeling, they got the reward for the prayer, it got written as good deeds, it got written that they prayed their farz, but it didn't change their life. So zikr of the tongue will change your life when your heart is in it. So our mashayikh said, okay, then very simple. We will go to the heart and cure it directly. We will make the heart do zikr. We will train the heart to do zikr. We will make exercise to make this heart do zikr. So once it starts doing zikr, our salah will be of zikr. Once it starts doing zikr, our durood will be of zikr. Once our heart starts doing zikr, our tilawat will be of zikr. Once it starts doing zikr, our dunya will become zikr. Yes? When the heart starts doing zikr, dunya becomes zikr. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْءٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, there are some people that they're buying, selling, trading, shop, business, huh? And that can distract them from the zikr of Allah. So it can't be tongue, because tongue is busy buying, selling, negotiating, huh? It's not zikr of the tongue, it's zikr of the heart. Zikr of the heart. So this is the first way our mashayikh teach zikr, that you have to remember Allah Ta'ala in your heart all the time. Yes? Along with everything else. In the shop, in the workplace, in the office, in the university. How? It's very easy. In the beginning, all you have to do is make niyyah. You will simply make intention. That's it. What does it mean? Yeah, I'm entering shop, I'll be here for 4 hours, I'll be working, my heart will be remembering you. You get to work, you're driving, and I'm about to drive, I will be driving, my heart is remembering you. I'm going to a meeting, I'll be in meeting, my heart will be remembering you. All the time you make this niyyah. Look here, I'll show you an example. If I put the light on, do I have to keep my thumb pressed on it? No. I just turn it on, the nur starts coming, and I get to work. You turn the niyat, through niyat you turn your heart on. You just make niyat of zikr of Allah, and then you get to work. And now all of your work is taking place in the nur of your zikr. So easy. This is the beginning. Second level is that you want to try to feel this zikr. So what does that mean? That during the activity, try to check yourself. That did I forget Allah Ta'ala? You'll find, yes, I got so busy, I forgot Allah. Again make niyat, again remind. So keep reminding, reminding, reminding hundreds and hundreds of times a day your heart to remember Allah Ta'ala. Your heart will start remembering. We haven't been reminding it. You start reminding it, it will start remembering Allah. No problem. To remember Allah means to feel some feeling for Allah Ta'ala. Feeling of love, feeling of qurb, remembering he said, inni qareeb, feeling of shukr, being thankful, opening your fridge, feel shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Feel it. Make this heart feel feelings for Allah Ta'ala. That is called zikr. Second way of zikr is another type of zikr qalbi, but this is special. You can't do this along with everything. This you can do for 10, 15, 20 minutes a day. Maybe once a day, maybe twice a day. In this zikr, you have one niyat. Ya Allah, I want to remember you in a special way, such that I only remember you, I forget everything else. I want to forget everything else in the world, and all that it contains, and only remember you. This is Allah Ta'ala said in Quran, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. That when you become free, don't turn to leisure, don't turn to pleasure, Fansab, become strong, steadfast. Don't be lazy. What should I do, Ya Allah? I'm free. Wa ila rabbika farghab. Show me that you are missing me. When you become free, show me that you are missing me. Wa ila rabbika farghab. Turn to me in yearning and longing. Yes. So that's when you're free. So whenever you get free, you have 5 minutes free, you can do the zikr. 10 minutes free, you do the zikr. How you do the zikr, you will close your eyes to forget the world. You will close your mind to forget your thoughts. Not meditation, you disconnect with yourself. You're trying to connect with Allah. And you will make niyat that, Ya Allah, I'm remembering you in my qalb, as if my spiritual heart is making zikr of your name. You need something to focus. Wadhkur isma rabbik. Make zikr of the name of your Rabb. The name of your Rabb is Allah. So you will just sit and make niyat that your qalb is calling Allah, Allah, Allah. That's it. So easy. In the beginning you will feel nothing. You keep sitting. You will have to sit 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes a day for 3-4 weeks, but then you will get your first feeling. What does first feeling mean? First feeling doesn't mean you'll be jumping or see some light or get some tingling. No, you want to jump and see light and tingling, there's amusement park for you. No, your first feeling means feeling of zikr. You do zikr to feel zikr. What does it mean? You will actually feel for 1 minute, yes, I actually forgot everything in the world and I was only remembering Allah. You will enjoy it. Then it will slip away. But now you know when the person is digging for gold, digging, digging, they're getting tired, but they keep digging, and they see the first dot of gold. Then you see how they dig afterwards. See how they sit afterwards. So when you get that first feeling at 1 minute, then you will know. Then you won't need me to explain anything more to you. You'll understand what it is. And you will want it. So you'll keep doing it. When you keep doing it, you keep feeling it. Then maybe 2 minutes, then 3 minutes. Then you keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. Then your heart will be able to remember Allah and forget everything. Then that'll spill over into Salah. You'll be praying Salah, remembering Allah, forget everything. You keep doing it, keep doing it. It can even spill into your daily life. You can say, I was walking around and all of a sudden I forgot everything and I was remembering Allah only. It can spill into your daily life. This zikr al-qalbi is called muraqabah. Muraqabah. Then the other three are very simple to do. To assist the zikr al-qalbi, these two things, you have to do 3 things. Number one, recite some Quran every day. Every day you should have some recitation of Quran. 1 para, 1/2 para, something. Second, recite istighfar 100 times a day. That I already explained to you in Bayan. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbi wa atubu ilayh. Third, you should recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barak wa sallam 100 times a day. That's it. This is the 5 zikr that our Mashayikh teach. How to remain true to our tawbah. So we're going to make true tawbah, and those who want to make niyat, they want to join silsila. Sometimes this is called bayat. What does bayat mean? Bayat means to make commitment. You always make commitment to Allah. Even about the Prophet ﷺ in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهَ. That actually they're giving bayat to Allah. So it means, Ya Allah, I want to make a commitment to you, Allah Ta'ala, that I want to leave my sin, and in the future, I want to follow this path of tazkiyah, I want to live my life for your pleasure, follow the sunnah of your blessed messenger, and I want to fix this heart. I want to clean this heart. I want the lust out. I want the anger out. I want the envy out. I want the greed out. I want the arrogance out. And Ya Allah, to make myself firm on this intention, I make a commitment to you, bayah, with a line of mashayikh, that by listening and learning to their teachings and trying to practice them in their life, learning their zikr and practicing that in my life, inshallah, my heart will also become full of love for you. That's the niyat. All right? So we recite words of iman and istighfar. Everybody can make niyat of tawbah, and anybody who wants to make niyat of bayah, you can make that niyat now. And when you meet me afterwards, you tell me that you made niyat of bayah and you want to learn zikr, and we'll tell you how to be in touch with us. All right? So now make niyat in your heart of true tawbah and repeat these words after me. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal qadri khairihi وشره من الله تعالى وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ كَمَا هُوَ بِأَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ وَقَبِلْتُ جَمِيعَ أَحْكَامِهِ إِقْرَارًا بِاللِّسَانِ وَتَصْدِيقًا بِالْقَلْبِ أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين آمين. Before I make dua, spend a few moments in silent zikr. Close your eyes, bow your head, practice the zikr that we taught. Disconnect yourself from everything in the world and all that it contains. Make niyat that, Ya Allah, I'm turning to you from the bottom of my heart, from the depth of my being, from the heart of my ruh, from my spiritual heart, from my qalb. And I make niyat that my qalb is longing for you. My qalb is calling your name as if my heart is silently calling Allah, Allah, Allah. Wash all the sins away and change my dead heart. Wash all the sins away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. I close my eyes and it is you that I see. I close my eyes and it is you that I see. Please fill my heart with your love and mercy. I spent my life running away from you, and now I have nowhere to turn except you. But now I know the path leading me to thee. I bow to you, I'm asking you, please help me. I am ashamed that I have broken your rules, worshipped my nafs and a few ignorant fools. I am ashamed that I have broken your rules, worshipped my nafs and a few ignorant fools. I'm at your door and begging you, let me in. I'm at your door and begging you, let me in. Don't turn me back into my old life of sin. Wash all the sins away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Make dua, subhanallah, milana wahab, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammad wa mubarak wa sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam takfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbighfir warham wa anta khairul rahimin. Yalla, we are weak, sinning servants and slaves. Zalamna anfusana. Yalla, we wronged ourselves. We sinned against you. We betrayed you. We betrayed Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We betrayed the love he had for us. Yalla, we committed unspeakable sins. We have committed despicable sins. Yalla, we turn to you on this night, Ya Allah, begging for your mercy, begging for your forgiveness. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Send your mercy on us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all the sins that we ever did. Forgive us for the sins that we did in the day. Forgive us for the sins that we did at night. Forgive us for the sins that we do alone. Forgive us for the sins that we do openly. Ya Rabbi Kareem, forgive us for the sins that we remember. Forgive us for the sins that we've even forgotten that we did them. And Ya Allah, not only do we need you to forgive our sins, Ya Allah, remove the distance that came between us. Smile upon us, Ya again. Ya innaka afuwun kareemun tuhibbu al'afwa fa'fu anna, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love to be soft and gentle. You love to be smiling and forgiving. Ya Allah, be soft with us, Ya Allah. Be gentle with us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. It's coming Ramadan. It's already the month of Rajab and next is Shaban. Prepare us for Ramadan. Make us ready for Ramadan. Forgive our sins now, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Wipe our sins away now, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Give us a fresh start, Ya Allah. A clean slate, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we spent so many years of our life hoping to get this taqwa, yearning to get this taqwa. When will we get this taqwa, Ya Rabbi Kareem? Grant us this beautiful ni'mah of taqwa. Grant us the libas of taqwa. Adorn us in the robe of taqwa. Enshroud us in the cloak of taqwa. Ya Rabbi Kareem, ennoble us with the feelings of taqwa. Ya Rabbi Kareem, there are some here in this evening, Ya Allah, that our hair has become white, but our heart remains dark. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we thought for so many years that when our hair would whiten, that our heart would whiten. Ya Rabbi Kareem, our hairs have already begun to whiten and our heart still remains dark. Have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Send your karam and fazl on us, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, purify our heart. Put the nur of your hidayah in our heart. Ya Allah, we ask that you remove from our heart all of the unlawful loves, all the unlawful lust, all the unlawful romance, every attraction for ghair mahram, every awareness of ghair mahram. Ya Allah, remove from our heart all the love for the world, all the greed for the world, all the love for possessions, all the love for property. Ya Allah, remove from our heart the love we have for our own self, for our own talents, our own skills. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, after removing all of this, put in our heart a true love for you, a burning love for you. Make us ashaddu humban lillah. Make us your intense lovers, your passionate lovers, your loyal lovers. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, put in our heart a love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an intense love for him, an ishq for him, a love for his seerah, love for his sunnah, love for his sahaba. Ya Allah, put in our heart love for all of the siddiqeen, shuhada, salihin, ulama, awliya. Put in our heart a love for all mu'mineen. Unite us on this love, raise us on this love, make us amongst the muttahab, buna fillah. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask that you forgive us on this world. Ya Allah, don't embarrass us on the day of judgment. You are as-sattar, Ya Allah. Surely your sataria would mean that not only would you conceal our sins in front of all of humanity in this world, surely you can hide our sins in front of Nabi Kareem, says some on the day of judgment. Ya Allah, be satar with this den. We are more needy of that, Ya Allah. We could take any disgrace in this world, but don't disgrace us in front of him. Don't shame us in front of Ummahatul Mu'mineen. They were women of so much haya. How will they look at our lack of haya? They were women of so much haya. How will they look at our behayai? Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Rabbi Kareem, humari laaj rakhlena, baat chupa kar rakhlena, ab karam ka maamla farmana, apna fazl ka maamla farmana, tu to as-sattar wali zaat hai. Ya Rabbi Kareem, ummahatul mu'mineen ke saamne hame sharminda na hona, sharminda na kare karna, aap apni rehmat ka maamla farma, fazl karam ka maamla farma. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to be merciful to us, Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah. We want to make use of all of these means, remove the effect of these sins. Let us not ever deal with the consequence of sin, the repercussion of sin. Make us people of Tawbah. Make us people of Istighfar. Make us, Ya Rabbi Kareem, make dua for one another. Let us be so lucky to get the duas of Salihin. Let us be so lucky to get the duas of the Muballighin. Let us be so lucky to get the duas of the Ulama. Let us be so lucky, Ya Rabbi Kareem, to get the duas of the Awliya. Ya Rabbi Kareem, let their duas be a means of our Maghfirah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want to make good deeds. We want to make up for the the past, make up for the sin, make us steadfast, Ya Allah. Every time we make this intention, the nafs made us lazy, the dunya attracted us, makhluk attracted us. Ya Allah, make us true in this intention tonight, make us firm in our intention tonight. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, whatever worries and difficulties you send upon us, Ya Rabbi Kareem, make it such that they're not a punishment for our sin, but rather they bring us closer to you, make us have more love for you, make us do more ibadah to you. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask on the day of judgment, Ya Allah, that whatever befalls us on that day, that you forgive us in our sins. Whatever happens to us in Akhirah, that you forgive us for our sins. And Ya Allah, we too want the Shafa of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are those Ahli Kabar, Ya Allah, that he was yearning for us, he was remembering us, he chose us over that half. We are that Ahli Kabar, Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us the Shafa of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us be recognizable to him on that day, let us be noticed by him on that day. Ya Rabbi Kareem, some of us, we've worked so hard to make ourselves unrecognizable in this world, unrecognizable as the Sunnah, unrecognizable as his Ummah. Ya Allah, don't accept that from us on that day. Don't make us unrecognizable to him on that day. Ya Allah, make us recognized by him on this day. Make him know us on that day. Make him look at us on that day. Make him help us on that day. It is in your power, Ya Allah, whom you will grant him the ability to shafa for. Ya Allah, decree it for us, Ya Allah. We too want to get that shafa. And Ya Allah, you are Ar-Rahman, you are Ar-Rahim, you are Arhamar Rahimeen. You have your own Rahmah, Ya Allah. We are needy of this Rahmah. We are fakir of this Rahmah. We are muhtaj of this Rahmah. Ya Allah, on that day, send your Rahmah on us, Ya Allah. Envelop us in your mercy. Enshroud us in your mercy. And out of your special Rahmah, Ya Allah, forgive us on that day. Ya Allah, you but have to say akun for yakun, it will happen. You just issue your mercy command and we will be forgiven. Ya Allah, forgive us on that day and admit us into Jannah without ever having to set foot in Jahannam, without ever having to go near Jahannam. Send us straight to Jannah, Ya Allah. Send us to Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Rabbi Kareem, and give us the sahba of Nabi Kareem Sassam forever and ever and ever, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask that you accept all the heartfelt du'as of anyone who is here, anyone who is making tawbah for any unspeakable sin, any secret sin that is known only to you and us, Ya Allah. We ask that you forgive us for those sins. Forgive us for sins that you concealed so perfectly. Forgive them perfectly, Ya Allah. Forgive us for the sins that you hid so perfectly. Forgive them perfectly, Ya Allah. And delete the memory from our mind. Delete the record from our book of deeds. Wipe away every trace of that sin. Take away the thoughts of sin, the temptations of sin, the inclination to sin. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, accept us for this deen. Ya Allah, make dua for the Ummah, Ya Allah. Send your special rahmah on this Ummah. Send your special hidayah on this Ummah. We live in an age of fitna and fasad, fisk and fujur. Ya Allah, preserve the iman of the mu'mineen. Safeguard the iman of the mu'mineen. Safeguard the haya of the mu'mineen. Send your special karam and fazl on all mu'mineen. Bestow wilaya on all mu'mineen. Make them all your waliyas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they came here tonight seeking you, wanting to learn something that would bring them closer to you. Ya Allah, accept their coming here, Ya Allah. Become their murad. Become their matloob. Become their maqsood. Grant them their murad. Grant them their matloob. Accept our sitting here. Accept our gathering here. And Ya Allah, wherever the work of deen is being done, wherever the gatherings of deen are being done, grace them with your qubuliyah. Protect all of the masajid, Ya Allah. The maqatib Qur'aniya, the madaris Islamiya Arabiya, the khanqas and zawiya. Ya Allah, put barakah in the work of all the awliya mashayikh who are teaching people to become closer to you. Put barakah work of all of the muballighin and da'wat al-tabligh who are guiding people to become closer to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, incline the hearts of the people to their hearts. Let their words penetrate the hearts. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, wherever your ummah is parashan, be their guardian, Ya Allah. Be their protector, Ya Allah. Be their wali, Ya Allah. Be their wakil, Ya Allah. And wherever there's haq versus batil, make haq ghalib, Ya Allah. Make batil maghlub, Ya Allah. And accept each and every one of us for the khidmat of this deen, the khidmat of ummah. Put barakah in our time, barakah in our rizq, barakah in our health, barakah in our deen. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Rabbana takammal minna innaka antas samiul alim, wa tubu alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim, wa sallallahu ta'ala ala habibihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.